The next item we have is a gentleman that's been waiting all day.
This is Brian Green.
I'll tell you what, submit to Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Green? Brian Green?
Yes.
What do we have, Jack? Yeah.
Mr. Green filed for an appeal for his crab license being on the waiting list. The appeal was received on August 10th. As you know, you established in regulation a June 9th deadline for the submission of appeals. We've received a handful of these after the June 9th deadline, and in every case, we have sent back a letter to the individual noting that they've missed the deadline, and as a result, we can't accept the appeal. So that's the situation that we have here.
The reason I wasn't able to get the appeal in was because my doctor didn't have the letter ready for me. I mean, it took me months to, first I had to be seen by him, and then it took him months to get back with me and finally, you know, write it out and everything. And that's why I didn't have it in time to be sent in.
But you could have filed the appeal.
They told me when I called over here that to wait for until I got my doctor's note with, you know, because I said, is there any certain documentation for us, you know, any kind of appeal papers that I have to send in? And they said, no. They said, you know, the only documentation is what you put in as far as a doctor's note, you know, covering why you didn't have harsh reports, which is, I'm covered 100% as far as that.
Who told you that?
No, I'm not sure who I talked with. I mean, this was months and months ago when I called over. It was a lady that, you know, I mean, she talked to me for a good half an hour on what I needed to do, and she just told me that I needed to, as soon as I got my doctor's note in, to send that in. And so I had no clue of any deadline at all, and I waited to get my letter back from my doctor, and then I also wrote a note, you know, with my doctor's note and took that in to Mr. Krause. And like I say, I'm covered from, you know, it states in here of how, due to my two injuries, I crushed my ankle and my heel, and I also got in a car accident dating back from 2004 where I had to have a metal rod put in my femur. And anyway, it just explains all about my health issues, which made it to where I couldn't report harvest from 2004 to 2008. And they said that, you know, that was one of the exemptions to the appeal, was if I had, you know, proof of a significant health injury, that, you know, that would allow me to get my license back.
The only problem we're confronted with, Mr. Green, is we have a regulation, I believe, in place that set a control date, the deadline date, to get the appeals in. And number one, we'd be going against our own law to do that. And number two, there are others out there that may articulate a similar situation. We had to establish that date, and I will place it before the commission, but I'm afraid at this juncture, from a rule of law, it would be improper to allow your appeal at this point. Matters before the commission.
Tom, I got one question. I know we put the date after, you know, the final date that people could apply was after the initial policy was put into place. How was everybody notified of that date?
Mr. Travel Stead.
A copy of the notice establishing the June 9th deadline was mailed to everyone on the waiting list so that they could be able to write.
Further questions? Does the commission wish to take this matter up due to a lack of activity? I'm sorry, Mr. Green, we can't take your matter up due to the regulation. Any other business to come before the commission? Yes, sir.
This is Mike Shackelford, who had filed a timely appeal of his being on the waiting list. And of course, he missed a couple of meetings. He was in the hospital for a period of time and wasn't able to attend. So he appears today to be heard. The only evidence that we have in his situation is that we have nothing on record to show that he reported harvest from his hard crab pot license during the qualifying period of time. And that's why he's on the, that's why his license has been put on the waiting list. And Mike may have additional information.
He's right in. So I'm going to swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and none but the truth, self to God. What happened, Mike?
Well, I didn't file on it. I've always had a crab pot license. I fish mostly, you know, and I've always bought my crab pot license to keep it in case, because I'll be 43, no number, and I've been working on the water full time since I was 13 years old. I've been ready 30 years. And I have no other job, no other income. I'm commercial fishing. And I didn't lie, fill a report out and say I caught X amount of crabs. That would have built it up, made it look like more crabs, which probably 100 more, 150, a couple hundred people has done for to keep their license. And I didn't do it. And I just feel I like to have my license, which now I've been hogging to someone the last 2 months. I haven't been doing anything, which now I do have a couple hundred pots. I could be doing something. I'm not saying I'm not getting it. I want to sell it back. I don't want it, but it's something I depend on. You know, I don't know when I could use it. And I'm asking permission. I would appreciate if I could have my crabbing license. And I can't stand in front of you and tell you that I filled a report over on it. And I'd be lying to you about that, which I didn't. I hope that y'all would see fit that I could have my license.
I wish you'd filled out the report. I really do. You're in the same situation as what we've been confronted with. I mean, we would like to give everybody everything. But we're at a point where we have to be consistent in the application of the law. And if I was over there and you were here, it wouldn't be any different, I don't think. It's a pleasure of the commission.
Commissioner, I think we have to continue with our consistent application of our laws. And I can't see any way that we can grant his license to return to him.
Anyone want to decide to make a motion? Mr. Robbins.
Move to deny the appeal on the basis that we did set forth several specific criteria for the appeals, and the situation doesn't fall into that. So.
Is there a second to the motion? Second motion to take a further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Sorry, Mike. Thank you, sir. Any other business to come before the commission? Meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much.